This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
I'm traveling, I'm lost on this sea of regret. wandering back to the place of my childhood, and the one that I've always loved the best. Are you tired of the life that you've driven? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darn, a true love is too sweet to last. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last.
Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I've got a good show lined up for you here, which I hope you're going to enjoy. Let's hear from the Gibson Brothers now with a song called One Raindrop. That's Gibson Brothers, folks, and a great song. It sounds like a classic old-time song, but it's actually Kieran Kane and John Hadley wrote the song. Lee Gibson was doing the lead vocal and guitar, Eric Gibson doing the harmony vocal and the banjo, Mike Barber on bass, Jason Carter on fiddle, Ronnie McCurry on mandolin, and a bit of classic old-time bluegrass there for you, even though it's more recently recorded than that. 2005, actually. The first song track that we had on the show was from Greg Blake, and he was singing, and I think Jeff Brown was doing some harmony with him, Blaine Sprouse playing fiddle, John Reichman on mandolin. We'll hear from him a little bit later. Mark Schatz on upright bass, and Jeff Scroggins on banjo, Sally Van Meter on dobro, and we're going to get them to do another song, 50 Miles From Nowhere. Here is Greg Blake.
I live high in the mountains, I love the summer snows. My neighbors are the mountain goats that play. Silence is my comfort, the rocks and trees my friends. The wind is my companion every day. I love the open prairie, grasslands all I can see. Wind blowing in my hair's my cup of tea. I never feel alone here, there is so much to see. Deer and antelope can still run free. 50 miles from nowhere, 50 miles from nowhere I am home. 50 miles from nowhere, sometimes a man was born to be alone. In the Red Rock Canyons, beyond the roads of man, a coyote howls through the dark of night. Here I found my oasis near a tiny desert stream. I watch the stars and wait for first daylight. 50 miles from nowhere, 50 miles from nowhere I am home. 50 miles from nowhere, sometimes a man was born to be alone. Now the waves beat on the shoreline of my island in the sea. Seabirds and the fish, they share my home. I'm here on my own beach, I have everything I need, and I have no desire to ever roam. 50 miles from nowhere, 50 miles from nowhere I'm home. 50 miles from nowhere, sometimes a man was born to be alone. 50 miles from nowhere, Lord, 50 miles from nowhere, I am home. 50 miles from nowhere, sometimes a man is born to be alone.
That was Greg Blake, 50 miles from nowhere. Bitch, in the USA, there's plenty of places like that that are 50 miles from nowhere. We've got them in New Zealand, and we're a couple of relatively small islands, but there's 50 miles from nowhere up in the hills all around New Zealand. I'm going to play you a song from an album, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, and the album is called The Hazel and Alice Sessions, in which Laurie recorded really a tribute to two mentors in women's bluegrass music to her, Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens, and there's sort of using the repertoire of Hazel and Alice to put together a repertoire for this album, and there's some great songs on it. The players on the album are Laurie Lewis on guitar and fiddle occasionally, Tom Rosam on mandolin and guitar, Patrick Sauber on banjo and a little bit of lead guitar, Andrew Conklin on string bass, Titania Hargreaves on fiddle on several of the songs, and of course Laurie and Tom do a lot of the singing. And this first song that I've selected selected from this is one called Walking in My Sleep, and this is a signature Arthur Smith tune, and they do a great version of it. Lovely fiddle break in here. Let's listen to Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands.
Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep. Pain in my fingers, pain in my toes. Pain in my ankle bone ain't gonna work no more. Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
Bake those biscuits, baby, bake them good and brown. When I eat my breakfast, I'm Alabama bound.
Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
Hanging down so low.
Walking in my sleep, babe, walking in my sleep. Up and down that Dixie line, walking in my sleep.
Oh, what a beauty tune that is. Just classic, isn't it? Lots of energy and some great breaks in there. Love that mandolin break from Tom Rosen. And, of course, sung wonderfully by Laurie Lewis, as always. One of the classic tenors in bluegrass music, Larry Stevenson. He's got a voice like Bobby Osborne, just one of those natural tenors, very smooth. And the Larry Stevenson Band put out an album in 2016 called Weep Little Willow. Larry does the lead in tenor vocals, plays mandolin. Kenny Ingram was doing harmony vocals, played banjo. Kevin Richardson did some lead and harmony vocals, played guitar. Matt Wright played the uprows. Bass, he did a bit of singing too, and they got Aubrey Haney to play some fiddle with them. It was recorded in Tennessee in 2016, and I've picked the classic bluegrass tune. Here's Larry Stevenson singing the Kentucky Waltz.
And as I sit here alone in the And I was the boy so lucky. But it all, oh, it ended too soon. And as I sit here alone in the moonlight, I can see
that brings the house down when they do a live performance of it. That was Larry Stevenson and the Kentucky Waltz. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the music that I really enjoy listening to, and it's all from my shelves. I've got several shelves with a great many CDs in them, and each time I go to prepare a show, I look through the shelves and decide what I'm going to play for you and what I think you might enjoy. And mostly I really enjoy the taste, and every now and then I come on something and I think, haven't heard that for a long time, gee, I'll play that, and I'm often surprised at how good it is and how much I'm enjoying something that I just haven't listened to for a while. Every now and then I pull some LPs out of my shelves in the back room as well. We did that last week and featured about five or six old albums there of music that I hadn't heard for a while. So I hope you're enjoying all my selections. And it's just my take on bluegrass music from down here in Hamilton, New Zealand. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media. And it's part of the Access Radio stations in New Zealand, and comes around several of the Access Radio stations in New Zealand and also some of the Access Radio stations in Canada and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and other stations take the show as well. So I hope you're enjoying it. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. So if you're ever in Hamilton, New Zealand, go and see the people from Shearer's. They do a great job of sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass as well as providing for all your musical needs, and like instruments and accessories and things. Let's hear from Laurie Lewis again from the Hazel and Alice Sessions, and here's an old tune called Darling Nelly. Dark and stormy when this message came to me. It was from my darling Nellie, who is far across the sea. Oh dear Jack, I know I'm dying, I've no friends or parents now, but remember dearest Jackie, there's a home for us on high. Dear mother, I must leave you, I must go across the sea. I must find my darling Nellie, who so dearly cared for me. I was wandering through the graveyard when I found where Nellie lay. It was there my heart was broken, it was there I knelt and prayed. Flowers wave while the girl
my love is sleeping in a cold and silent grave. Let me where my Nellie's sleeping, close beside her let me lie. Where the blooming flowers are creeping, there, oh, lay me when I die.
Oh, that really is a classic old song, isn't it? Darling Nellie, and of course sung by Tom Rosen there with Laurie Lewis doing some harmony. Let's hear from the Boxcars now. This album was recorded in 2013. It's called Just a Road. And the Boxcars are one of those bit of a supergroups formed up from, I guess, a bunch of friends. John Bowman playing either guitar or fiddle. Adam Steffi on mandolin. Ron Stewart on banjo. Harold Nixon on bass and Keith Garrett on guitar, and I think they're the instruments you're playing. It's not that clear on the way the CD cover is written, and you always try and analyse these things and chase it up on the internet to see if you can find out more information, but a little bit hard to find out exactly who was doing what on this, but I tell you what, they're making some great music, and we've heard them on the show before, but I've picked a song that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. It's one called Cornelia. Here it comes from the Boxcars.
Star, and you'll see in time that you ain't so smart, Cornelia. You've gone and broke my heart. Sitting in room number 8 at the Skyline Motel, feeling better than yesterday, but I still ain't doing too well. Sign on the bank down the street says it's 31 degrees, but it's warm in here and getting clear that this hurt ain't gonna keep. Cornelia, you broke my heart, but I'll find a way to make a brand new start, and you'll see in time that you ain't so smart, Cornelia. You've gone and broke my heart. Have a black coffee, maybe even a scrambled egg. There's a pretty little thing in pink waiting tables over there. When she smiles at me, I can't see your face anywhere. Cornelia, you broke my heart, but I found a way make a brand new start, and you'll see in time that you ain't so smart, Cornelia. You've gone and broke my heart, and you'll see in time bet you ain't so smart, Cornelia. You gone and broke my heart.
Oh, that's the Boxcars with a fancy little fiddle twiddle on the end that sounded neat. I wonder if you got a song written with your name as the name of the song, like Cornelia. I wonder if you really like the song or if you get not to like it. It's like, oh, Susanna. Everyone thinks if your name's Susanna that you wear a banjo on your knee or something like that. You know, people draw conclusions when they hear a name associated with a song, don't they? Don't think anyone's ever written a song with Paul in the title like that, that it's about. Anyway, just a thought. Let's hear from Bill Emerson. This is the album Gold-Plated Banjo, which he did in 1989. And there's a tune on here written by Don Reno, Tennessee Breakdown. And it's Bill Emerson on banjo, Tony Rice on guitar. Larry Stevenson, we just had him. He was playing mandolin on this, and Ronnie Simpkins was playing bass. And here's their version of the Tennessee Breakdown. Pretty hot picking, eh? Wasn't that a lovely break by Tony Rice on the guitar there? But always loved Bill Emerson's picking, so clear and so accurate. His timing is just great. And, fine gentleman. I met him a couple of times, sat down and talked banjos with him in 1971, and that was one of the highlights of my life up to then because I'd enjoyed his picking in the few years prior to my visit to the USA in 1971, and it was a real privilege meeting and talking with Bill Emerson there. We got to hear from the Gibson Brothers again. They were on just before, and here they are with an old song. And when I say old, I mean old. The song is often called just a traditional song, but it evidently has Irish origins. But it's a song called 21 Years. Pretty miserable story, really, but it makes great bluegrass music.
The judge said, stand up, lad, and dry up your tears. You're sentenced to prison for 21 years. So dry up your tears, love, and kiss me goodbye. The best friends might
must part, love, so must you and I. I hear the train coming, we'll be here at 9 to take me to prison to serve out my time. Have gone by, love. I wish I were dead. This dark, dreary dungeon and a stone for my bed. It's raining, it's hailing, the moon shows no light. Any woman, you're doomed if you do. Don't trust any woman, no matter what kind. For 21 years is a mighty long time.
Oh, that is a classic song. I've heard it in lots of formats, and that is a really nice arrangement of it. 21 years, and it's a real old traditional song. I'm not sure about their advice at the end that never trust any woman, you know, because 21 years is a long time. Well, there'd probably be a few arguments about that, but that was the Gibson Brothers doing a wonderful song there. Let's hear from John Reichman and the Jaybirds. This is from the album Stella Jays. And we heard John Reichman playing mandolin with Greg Blake earlier in the show. This is a tune that he wrote during a sound check. And all you musicians out there will know that sound checks can take just a few minutes or many, many minutes. And you stand there with your instrument picking away and the sound tech is trying to get the right sound on your banjo or your guitar or whatever it is, and you muck around and you're trying to think of something to play. Well, evidently, John Reichman thought of this tune, and he called it the Mississippi Hoedown because it was the Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon. And he put together this tune and the band do it. Mississippi Hoedown from John Reichman and the Jaybirds. Thank you. Don Reichman on the mandolin with a tune called the Mississippi Hoedown. Right, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to listen to, bluegrass music. Remember, you can find the running list for the program if you go to the Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and just click on like and read it, and you find out what the name of the album was that the song came from and the date that it was recorded or first released. That may be good information for you. You can always make a comment there, or you can email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can get hold of me through the Free FM webpage there. If you just look up Free FM 89.0, it'll take you straight to the source. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I know there's lots of you do. We get sort of monthly figures on how many people have tuned in, and I'm always amazed at the number of people that manage to find Back Porch Bluegrass and seem to be enjoying it, because numbers are just increasing a little bit all the time. So thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to my take on bluegrass music from down here in New Zealand. We're going to hear from Larry Stevenson and the Larry Stevenson Band again with an old Delmore Brothers tune called Midnight Train, and that goes like this.
Nothing to do but go.
I'll be riding that midnight train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today.
Said she'd wait for me till the end, but she's proven untrue and her sweet love is through, so I'm catching the train again.
I'll be riding that midnight train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today.
Told me she'd wait just to be my sweet date. Then she threw down my heart to the ground.
I'll be riding that midnight train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. When it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today.
Well, it's time we had a gospel song on the show now, and I've selected one from Blue Highway, top band, aren't they? Blue Highway, they really play some great music. I've had the opportunity to see them live at one of the Grass Valley festivals I went to, and what a wonderful performance they put on. And this is from the album Wondrous Love, and this is a CD I borrowed from a friend of mine, Ann Lyons, and Colin Swindell. They great bluegrass music lovers, and they have a good collection of music as well, and borrowed this CD, and of course I'm always attracted to bluegrass gospel music from top bands like Blue Highway, and I selected a song called It Won't Be Long. It's one written by Sean Lane. The lead vocal is done by Wayne Taylor, who also plays bass, and Sean Lane, who's usually playing mandolin or guitar, is doing the tenor vocals, and the song is called It Won't Be Long.
there's a little home on the mountainside where flowers bloom and the babies cry. The red bird sings the sweetest song where happiness and love was strong. We watch the graceful days go by while hand in hand and side by side the children played in a rippling stream. Nightfall would bring peaceful dreams. We made our family and our home. Mother and wife was her life song. But flowers bloom and wilt away. It's in God's short years, her fate was known. Her dying breath would not be long. I hang my head to the Lord, I pray. God, take me from this mournful day. By her bedside, we all did go. In her arms, our baby home, in the still and quiet of the day, with tears of sadness she did say. Now, children, when you sleep at night, make sure your heart and soul is right. And if you long for a mother's love, I'll meet you in that home above. There's a little grave on the mountainside where flowers bloom and the morning song. I'll be with her. It won't be long.
Isn't that a pretty song? That's from Blue Highway. It won't be long. We got time to hear a song. Another one from Laurie Lewis, and this is from the album A Tribute to Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, and Laurie's got Alice Gerard singing on this one. We know Alice Gerard. We stayed with her as our bluegrass band when we visited the USA in 1971, and we stayed with Alice Gerard and Mike Seeger, who was her partner at the time, and we had a great time together, and they took us all sorts of places. So it was good to see Alice again just a few years ago. But here's Laurie and Alice doing the Working Girl Blues tribute out there to all you working girls.
I got the early Monday morning working blue. I put on my ragged, worn out working shoes. Oh, well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pain. Hey, while they get rich on the profits that I lose, and leave me here with the working girl blues. I owe shoes while they before he turns that dollar loose and I get my due. And I lose a little bit of these working girl blues. I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pain. Hey, while they get rich on the profits that I lose.
Just about the time to go now, and we've seen the Back Porch Bluegrass for another show. Come along and see us at the Morrinsville Country Music Club this Friday if you're near Hamilton. Otherwise, we'll take it out with the Boxcars, and here's a great song. I'm Leaving You This Lonesome Song. That's the name of the song, and that's what I'm doing. Tune in again next week. Bye.
Use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.